Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio and News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot, July the 8th. Another cool and balmy day here in the North State.
I smell smoke.
You know what? Speaking of smelling smoke, Frosty, good morning.
Hey, that's not me. I promise.
Good.
Guinness beer and all
so
that.
So are you guys trying to fatten me up?
No.
Because you give me goodies like every morning.
Well, we have to. That way it saves us from having to eat them. And speaking of goodies, here's my soulmate, Linda.
Good morning. Okay, a couple things I want to just right off the bat here. We're giving away right now two tickets, which is one pair, for Fried Green Tomatoes, the movie and dinner experience, this Friday night at the Cascade Theater. 221-1402, first caller gets these tickets. It'd be a fun date night, really fun date night. They're going to teach you how to prepare a dish. I think they're going to show you a sangria. You get to taste it and get to see a movie. It'd be really fun. Saturday night, if you're thinking, okay, what do we want to do? Dancing with the Stars. North State, or Shasta County style, shall we say. There will be six local celebrities and their partners, and this will be the third year I get to judge. I smile so hard. Isn't it a fun night, Carl?
My little fritters are just a-flapping.
Well, there aren't tickets. I'm not giving tickets away for that, but just want to let you know that it does go for... No, it's a fundraiser.
When does it start?
That's just Saturday night.
I know, but when does it start? At the Cascade. It starts late. What? And it's a fundraiser for the YMCA. And these six... Yeah, YMCA. And these six people that are dancing. I tell you what. You talk about gutsy people.
I think I believe it begins at 7 p.m.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. You talk about gutsy people that are out there in front of like 700 other of their neighbors... We're watching them up there just tripping the light. Fantastic.
Well, you know, with all the programs that are being cut, the money and the proceeds from this go to the Shasta Family YMCA and Shasta Women's Refuge. So it's a really huge thing for you to come. Great night. The tickets are $20 and $25. The youth is 20 and 25 is for seniors. So our seniors and youth are 20 and 25 is general. So. Come out and join us for that and or movie and a date Friday night and or both. We'll be there and having a ball.
Your whole weekend. We have just helped you with your whole weekend. And if you think about going and seeing, you know, a movie, call us and we'll tell you how it ends so you don't even have to go.
We're going to give two tickets away again tomorrow morning.
Right.
This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Crack Master Windshield Repair. A ding or a crack that could be up to 11 inches in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. He's at 3208 Market Street, and he guarantees his work. He does it in controlled conditions. He can fix it if, you know, some people say, oh, you can't fix any crack in a windshield over 6 inches. He can. He supports our veteran community. He supports events here in town. Give Jeff a chance. Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
This is open line. Let's take your calls.
Pat.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Well, I'm a Tea Party patriot. My name is Pat Dorr, and I did not get to participate in the event here in Reading over the 4th of July, but I did get to participate in an event in Roseville, and it was very encouraging. There were lots of people that turned out. There were about 100 of us marching in the 4th of July parade, and tremendous support on the sidelines. And I just want to let people know that there is going to, it's so important to get involved in these things and to let your voice be heard. And there's going to be an event down in Sacramento at the Capitol on July 17th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is part of a nationwide protest against socialized health care. And I just feel very strongly about this. We need to do something. We need to let our voices be heard so that we can be a part of protecting our grandchildren, our children's future.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, you know, we are always in support of people taking charge of their lives and people fighting for individual rights, individual freedoms.
Yes.
And, you know, to me, it's kind of interesting. It's gratifying to see people that were on the sidelines for so long, all of a sudden they're jumping up and saying, you know what? Enough's enough.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for your phone call.
You're welcome. Hope to see you there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Sam.
Good morning, Hi. Sam.
Good morning. How are you folks?
We're great. What's up?
Well, you know, it's a crazy day down here at the Capitol. I had the opportunity to testify before the legislature on against a couple of gun bills, and of course we lost. But,
well, let's get everybody on board here first.
Okay.
Sam is from the Gun Owners of California,
right,
and is our guest on the segment today. And introduce yourself, Sam, and who you know your position and everything.
Okay, I'm the executive director of Gun Owners of California. I've started working with gun owners in 1980, and I've been working with them for a long time. And I'm the chief lobbyist, and you know, cook and bottle washer and all that kind of good stuff. But my job is to go down to the Capitol and lobby for our rights, our Second Amendment rights, and to work in elections to try to elect people who believe and think like we do, believe in freedom, believe in supporting our Constitution, especially our Second Amendment rights, and then I try to get them elected to the state legislature and to sheriff's offices and city councils and boards of supervisors. So that's what we do.
It must be kind of frustrating down in the Capitol because, you know, the only laws I ever see getting passed are ones that kind of keep nicking away at the Second Amendment rights and not just owning a weapon but also just having ammo.
That's correct, Carl. That's exactly what we were fighting against yesterday. And what I wish is that the committees would require us to swear in and to promise to tell the truth under penalty of perjury, because what we have to face when I testify against somebody like Assemblyman Kevin DeLeon of Los Angeles is nothing short of amazingly untruthful. You know, he wants to force everybody to register when they purchase ammunition, just like we did from 1968 to 1986 in the old days when the 68 Gun Control Act required us to sign a book, put our Social Security number or our driver's license, what ammunition we purchased, how much we purchased, and all of that. And, of course, Congress dropped that in 1986 because it was a failed program. Not a single crime was ever solved with millions of records that they recorded throughout the country. And here in California, these knuckleheads think we can do it better, better than failure, and they're reinstituting the exact same program in California, except that now we have to give them our thumbprints to prove that we are who we are before we buy a box of handgun ammunition.
Well, now, Sam, tell me, I know that it passed and it went into the Appropriations Committee.
Right.
So are you saying it's coming out of the Appropriations Committee?
It actually it passed out of the Assembly and was sent over to the Senate.
Right.
And yesterday it passed out of the Senate Public Safety Committee. Now it goes to the Senate Appropriations Committee. And this is where the rubber meets the road. This program obviously costs money. You know, on the one hand, you have the Democrat leadership who are the anti-gunners who are pushing these measures through the legislature. They are crying that children are going to die because of health. They're not going to have health insurance, and education is going to disappear in California. And yet, they're willing to pay for gun control programs. So the amazing dichotomy that's happening between these knuckleheads it should be very apparent to the members of the public. These guys are two-faced. They are On the one hand, all they want is more taxes so they can do everything they want. But they hate the Second Amendment so much that they're willing to cut insurance for kids, schools, law enforcement, fire protection, ambulance, in order to pay for more gun control. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, we've got to take a break here. Sure. We'll come back to you as soon as we take this break, because there's a couple of questions I want to ask and a couple of statements, I think. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Lindebaugh. Sam. Oh, Sam.
Yep.
Okay. Now, this law that you're talking about, 962, I think is what it is.
That's correct.
This law that they've passed, and it's gotten out of Senate now into appropriations, this is how ludicrous this is, my friends out there. It says that if I'm going to buy handgun ammo, and handgun ammo, by the way, could be almost anything, including .22,
right.
I've got to give a thumbprint. I can no longer buy ammunition online because it's a lot cheaper and have it sent to me.
That's correct.
Any ammunition online, I guess. It's not just handgun ammunition. But then the other thing is if I'm shooting, you know, with my friends, including the mayor and the vice mayor, and if I've reloaded and I hand them a box of ammunitions, or I hand them like 60 rounds or 51 rounds, I am now a criminal.
That's absolutely correct. That, you know, if you take your nephew out and you give him two boxes of .22 ammo to shoot out of a Ruger standard .22 pistol, even if he shoots it out of a rifle, you have broken the law. You are a criminal. You can be charged. It doesn't make sense. And folks who don't believe it, I mean, we all know that there are handguns that are legal to own that shoot .308 Winchester, .223, you name it. Most, there are handguns that shoot a lot of rifle calibers, .30-30, 7 by 30 Waters, all of these rifle calibers that are shot in handguns. So that's going to be included.
Well, you know, and the thing is that, show me where this is going to lessen gang violence, which I'm sure is what De Leon, who, by the way, is he's got protection around him all the time, so he doesn't have to worry about it. And, you know, but show me where this is going to lessen gang violence. You've got so many laws on the book right now for people that commit crimes mm-hmm. with a weapon. That, I mean, what's this going to do? Do you actually think a gangbanger or a criminal actually cares about this law?
Of course not. By definition, they don't believe in the laws. And this is how, as you pointed out, ludicrous this is. According to Haynes versus the United States in 1968, a Supreme Court ruling, it said that since these guys are criminals already, they're felons, they're prohibited people, you can't even force them or charge them with not complying with the registration law because it would be a violation of their Fifth Amendment rights of self-incrimination. So this law is written and affects only law-abiding citizens and law-abiding gun dealers and ammunition dealers who sell to the public.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones here.
Sure.
Hey, Art, good morning.
Yeah, hi. Anytime I hear somebody bring up the subject of guns, hunting, ammunition, Second Amendment rights, I immediately pile off this two-wheeled torture machine that I ride at this time. And and I give you a ring, and I'll tell you something, Carl. I've lived in this state for over six decades, and I will guarantee you that no amount of talking to the leftist morons that run the Senate down there, and that's the Democrats, is ever going to hammer any sense into these people. They've been on a gun ban, ammo ban, every ban you can think of for about four decades. I've seen it happen year after year. And the only avenue for gun owners is not to waste their time talking to these people. They do not understand it, and they don't want to. The only avenue is a legal avenue and enough money to pursue something like this when it's passed through the courts. And if you have to go to the high court, if you have to go that far, then you go there, because that's the only prayer gun owners have in this state. And I'm telling you that I seriously considered getting the hell out of here and moving to Nevada or some other state on the periphery where this kind of stupidity doesn't go on. The Republicans don't have the stones, they don't have the brains, and they don't have the backbone to go out and launch a campaign against these people.
Well,
that's why they keep getting elected all the time.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Art, the other thing about it is, too, is that they're taking, here's the thing that bothers me the most, and we got like 30 seconds here. What bothers me the most is people that are law-abiding citizens that have, that would not ever break a law, they're forcing them into this. You know, that you're now, you know, if you and I go shooting sometime, and I don't know who Art is, but if I give him a box of ammo, I'm a felon.
Yeah.
What's wrong? I mean, there's something wrong with this, people, that this happens. And that,
I
do not want to
get shotgun shells for dove season.
Yeah.
For me, my three sons.
Yeah.
That puts me on the wrong side of the law. You have to go to court, and if you don't get it in the California State Supreme Court, then you continue to go on. Gun owners and the organizations they better support
Yeah, hey, Art, we've come to a hard break. Thank you so much for your phone call. Hey, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS.
Hey, welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Yep, they've got the best selection of coffee. Go in, and they've got an expert staff. They got a walk-in humidor, and they also sell all the coffee fixins and espresso machines. So if you really love to make a fine espresso and you don't really know exactly how to do it or you want to change how you do it, go in there, and they're going to teach you how to do it. That's Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop.
2143 Hilltop. Sam.
Yes, sir.
You heard our last caller here.
Yes, I did.
What about that? Why isn't the gun owners of California, NRA, going after them in the courts?
Well, in actually, we have gone after them in the courts. We, as you all know, we won on the Heller decision, which was a monumental decision that changed the direction of the Supreme Court and the Second Amendment. Just a couple of months ago, we won on the Nordyke versus King decision in the Bay Area, in the Ninth Circuit Court, where they incorporated the individual right, the Second Amendment, as being an individual right in the courts, which is going to give us a large step in the right direction. But I do have to, I can appreciate, I believe his name was Mark, his passion and his observation. Number one, if everybody leaves California, we leave this state to those people, the people who are taking over. And frankly, I'm not willing to do that, because what happens in California either affects or infects the rest of the country, and I don't want it to infect the rest of the country. That's why we have to fight. Secondly, because we have been fighting, last year we were able to defeat this bill, gun show ban bills. We've been able to defeat multiple things, but don't think that we're, you know, dreaming in la-la land that we're making progress. We're able to defeat these guys. And the really place, the really important place where we can defeat them is at the ballot box. And come 2012, under a new reapportionment, we are going to have an opportunity for the first time in decades to take control of the legislature, thanks to the people and the passage of Prop 11, which is going to cause fair redistricting. So I am very hopeful that we have a bright future. And I'm willing to fight tooth and nail to beat them back while the fighting is there.
Okay. Okay, well, let's go to the phones here. Leon, good morning.
Good morning. How's everyone?
I think we're okay.
We're great. What's on your mind?
Maybe Sam can put some light on this. You know, our forefathers wrote the Constitution, and then they signed off on it when they were finished. Now, the way I understand things, like for you to be able to leave your home, no one has the right to stand in front of your door, even though they're on the outside of your house, and block your entry to your home. So all these laws seem like they're standing on the outside of your constitutional right to enter your home, to have, you know, to exercise your Second Amendment. And it almost seems like harassment.
Well,
they legally have the right to harass us like that?
That's a real good point, Lon. What do you think about that one, Sam?
I agree with you 100%. We are facing and fighting people who hate the words that our founding fathers wrote. They don't believe what they wrote. They don't believe they intended what they meant. They believe in control. They believe that they are the smartest people on earth, and they know what's best for all of us. Now, our founding fathers were bright enough and smart enough and loving enough to us to give us this Constitution, to give us our Bill of Rights, and to give us the Declaration of Independence, which points out a legal avenue for us to be able to fight these boneheads. Now, it's up to us to get smart enough, bright enough, and strong enough to take advantage of the legal avenues that our founding fathers gave us to fight them. The other side are completely committed. They commit their lives, their fortunes, their power, and everything that they do, they commit to controlling us. We have to be equally as strong, as committed, as willing to spend our fortunes to fight for freedom.
I think that's what people are going to be doing. And I think that standing up and letting them know, and that's one of the things we're going to be talking about. Thanks a lot, Leon, for your phone call. Bill, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing fine.
Yeah, I'm glad they're talking about the Constitution. When this country was started, we was running from an oppressed country, and the reason the forefathers wrote that Second Amendment had nothing to do with hunting, fishing, sport, shooting. What it was about, in my opinion, was so the citizens would never be disarmed, so a government that's gone corrupt, disregards the Constitution, and seeks to imprison the people would have a means of rising up and stopping it. And I think that's why they keep coming after the guns. They're scared of it. Because the Constitution, you know, that was there for us to remain free. They say in North Korea and other communist countries, how do so few control so many? They took away their guns.
Well, you know, and the other thing, too, is a mindset, is that the United States, our citizens of the United States, you know, we're not perfect. And we've made decisions in the past that could have been better. But all in all is that we believe in the individual's right for freedom. And taking away and keep chipping at it little at a time, then all of a sudden you don't have things. You know, it's right. like all of a sudden we're paying, instead of paying 10% for taxes, all of a sudden, or 20%, now all of a sudden it gets up to 65% of everything we make goes back to the government in one way or the other. And then 70%. I've been in countries before where they're paying 65% of everything they make goes back to the government. And when that happens, it tears down the fabric of society. I don't care, you know, you can talk, and I'm not talking about just socialized medicine or anything, but any country that gives so much back to the people has to get the money from someplace. And this Second Amendment brouhaha we've got, these battles we're fighting over this, is just another way of chipping away at us.
Right, and when they could disarm the people, they own us.
Well, and disarming is in so many different ways. It's not just your weapons. It's also your right to speak freely. It's taking away talk radio. Believe it or not, I mean, people come on this show, and other people may not agree with it, but they have the right then to express themselves.
Yeah.
And we have the right then to bring people on to talk about different subjects, just like this. And if you take away that right, It's just another avenue that we've been squelched on. It's another individual freedom that's been taken away, but it's so cleverly masked all the time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is going to keep ammunition out of the hands of bad guys. Well, of course it's not. They even know it's not.
It's to enslave the people.
Yeah.
To enslave us, it's right out of the communist playbook, you know. When there's a point where state and federal have overstepped their bounds so much to imprison the people, our forefathers give us the right to say no.
Yeah. Wait, we've got to take a break here. Bill, thanks so much for your phone call. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Join us after these messages. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Let's go to the phones and good morning. Norman.
Yes, sir. That's me.
You're
morning,
right.
Carl. Linda, how you doing?
Hey,
I couldn't read the name. You know, it's too far
That's
away.
Okay. Hey, I just had a kind of a statement. A
A few years ago, they set up some display, and they put a bunch of weapons on them. And Dianne Feinstein walked around the room, and she picked out weapons that she thought should be illegal. Well, one of them she picked out was the Thompson Contender, which is a single-shot pistol. And the reason she picked that out is she didn't like the looks of it. She had no idea what it was, what it would do, or anything else. I wanted to say that's the kind of people we're fighting.
Yeah.
You know,
they go by looks. They don't look at, you know, the whole thing is just so ridiculous.
Absolutely. We used to have Second Amendment rallies down in Sacramento, but they haven't gone on for some time. Now they're starting them again, so we can start making our little sojourn down to Sacramento again.
Get a couple busloads of us North Staters to go. Us mountain people go back down to the flatlands.
Could I make one more statement?
One more.
This is for the Democrats and the Obama supporters in the North State.
Uh-oh.
This cap and tax thing, if it goes through, it outlaws wood stoves. I think some people should be aware of that.
I haven't seen that part of it.
It's in there.
We've got a number of things we're going to be talking about in this cap and trade, because I tell you this could have such a severe impact. I mean, if we don't have enough problems as it is, if this one comes in, you can just hang it up for the North State.
There's also a welfare thing in there to take care of the people that lose their jobs. I thought that was supposed to create jobs.
Well, you know what? That's something else, too. We've got some other things we're going to be talking about that. Hey, thanks a lot, Norman.
Linda, have a good day.
Hey, thank you so much. Well, that's why, Carl, you and I kind of jokingly said we should design our own gun that if Dianne Feinstein would walk by, she'd pick it up and say, gee, I might want to keep this. Because girls with guns, pink,
we like
lavender, Swarovski crystal, something that you would even pop up, have a little, place that you could put your lipstick on.
Hey, Sam, how do people get a hold of Gun Owners of California? And so we can let you go then.
Sure. You can get a hold of us at 916-967-4970 or on the web, www.gunownersca.com. And, Carl, before we go, if folks want to join what we're doing, we're having our second annual fundraising dinner in Reading on August 29th at Pusaro Hall at the fairgrounds. And it's a auction, banquet, raffles. We have a great time. The most incredible prime rib dinner. Folks can go to the website and get information on this event. It's being supported and sponsored by Old West Gun and Loans, Jones Sport, Great Outdoors, the pretty much everybody involved in guns in the Reading Anderson area are involved and have been great supporters of Gun Owners of California, and we're just going to keep up the fight. You folks provide a masterful and very needed service by getting this information out to people who need to hear it. I thank you for that.
Yeah, well, you probably don't hear a lot of this down in the flatlands.
Where do we get tickets and how much do they cost?
They cost $70 per person or $110 per couple. You can go on the website and get the information, call us, go to any of the gun stores in town, and they will get you taken care of on the information on the event.
And the funds are going to go towards?
It goes all, 100% goes toward our lobbying activities in the Capitol. We don't do training programs or safety programs or insurance programs. All we do is fight for the right to keep and bear arms in Sacramento. And work to elect pro-gunners throughout the state of California.
Great.
You know what I just, and we'll let you go now, Sam, but here's the one thing I'd really like, is why can't the counties vote about how we want to be? You know, hey, okay, you want to do that for L.A. County, do it for L.A. County. But if Shasta County doesn't want to do that, then damn it, we're not going to do it.
It's because you are talking about freedom, and the people that are in charge are all about them being in control. Yeah. They don't give a rat's patootsie about our freedoms. That's why we have to keep fighting them.
Okay. Hey, Sam, thank you so much, and we'll have you on again before that August 29th event.
Anytime. Thank you, and God bless you, folks.
All right,
you
bet. Take
Thanks
care.
A lot. Okay. You know, it's one of those things that, I wasn't planning on spending most of the show on this, but, you know, the Second Amendment is so important because, again, it goes back to individual freedoms. And, you know, when you're out there in a place like in Mogadishu, Somalia, you don't think that, you know, and you're there and you're trying to keep people alive or you're going across and fighting into Kuwait or you're into Iraq a couple of times. And you're trying to give those people the rights to live their own lives. You want to give them the right so that they can make decisions about their own lives. And then you come back to our country
And the things that you hold to be just the fact that it's just, it's a guy, you know, it's a right from the Constitution. It's a right under the Declaration of Independence. It's under the Bill of Rights. And it's taken away from you. I mean, where have I been for 30 years? You know, and then I see things, you know, like there's been other acts that have come along that, you know, you can grab people, pick them up and just hold them. You know, there's something wrong with this. You know, and I don't, there's things about listening in on anything I say. You know, I personally don't care, but I mean, is this right? There's so many things about our individual freedoms that have just been pinged away at, just picked and picked and picked.
And the GPS.
And the GPS for the census. What is this? People don't believe me when I say this. It's true. They come to your house, they put a GPS coordinate on it. You know, and if I'm wrong, somebody call me up and tell me, hey, Carl, you're wrong. You've done it before, and I'll accept that. But somebody needs to tell me I'm wrong, but I'm not. The lady did it. She said to me what she was doing. I've read it in other places. This is not something you make up. It's just something else. You know, what's going on, America?
221-1402, we're taking your calls. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. And you know what? Cypress Square Barbershop.
Off of Athens.
Let me tell you, they are barbers. They are not into cosmetology. But did you know something? This is just a little historical references for you. You know, barbers used to be like the city or the village surgeons and dentists. They'd pull teeth. They'd bleed you. They'd sew you up and everything. They'd even perform enemas. I know that. But by the way, I'm not saying Cypress Square Barbershop did. In fact, I think they've drawn the line there at that. But it's a barbershop. They give great work. They do. They've got great senses of humor.
A little poo-poo humor there.
Yeah, well, okay. And then they've got, and they do good work, all right? And you give them a chance. It's man's last stronghold. They're barbers. Oh, and here's the neat thing. They shave around your neck. When's the last time a barber shaved around your neck?
They should shave around your neck.
But they don't. Many places don't because they're cosmetologists. They don't know how to do that.
Well, shame on them.
Shame on them.
Hello?
Cypress Square Barbershop.
And ears and eyebrows and noses.
Leon, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Ed, we're safe over there. They stopped doing those things. Good place to go.
The ears place.
Yeah.
Get right in there. Get little Roto-Rooters in your nose.
Got it going on.
Well, DC and Tim and the mysterious haircutter over there. I mean, you know, they're good guys. You know, they take a look and say, you don't really want to walk outside with those eyebrows, do you?
Dan, you take a second look and you go, whoa, where'd that come from?
Yeah. You only see it in a certain light, you know, from the profile. Sun coming through and all of a sudden you look over there like, whoa.
But you don't need to worry about that because they take care of that.
Yeah.
All right.
Right on.
What you need? We got a short time.
You know, your comment there just before the break. You know, a long time ago, I had an old Air Force guy over the fence telling me, you know, if I'd known it turned out this way, I would have never went. It really just opened my eyes. You know, I thought, wow, the guy gave all. You know, and then people just abuse it.
Well, you know, it's the thing is that you don't. You're gone, and when you're back, you know, you're getting ready to go to a next place that they're, you know, that our elected representatives are going to send us. I mean, it's funny that when you come back and you start looking around, you're going, well, wait a minute. You know, the things that I just had some of my men die for, you know, we don't have that same right here in our country. What's going on here?
Yeah.
So
just like the promise to the World War I vets, you know, the pay promise or whatever it was.
Yeah.
They run them out of there, you know.
Well, it's
pitiful.
Yeah,
pitiful.
It is. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, the reason I originally called was, the comment Linda made about the lipstick and stuff, maybe we ought to put her in charge of marketing or something like that.
I know. Titanium guns, pink and purple and silver with Swarovski crystals, and it would be girls with guns, and it would be va-va-voom.
There we go.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's happened.
Yeah.
Gotta run.
Thank you.
And the voom is like the most powerful caliber you could get.
Yeah. Don.
Hi there, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, you know, I'm a Democrat, and I'm a big believer in guns and I hunt and everything, but a lot of people call up and just kind of say anything and misrepresent. The TC Contender is not a pistol.
Uh-huh.
It's a weapon with interchangeable barrels.
Right.
you know, it's, and Dianne Feinstein is not after the TC contender.
Okay.
It's a rifle or a shotgun.
Okay. So she did not say that, is what you're saying?
That, well, yes. That one guy calls up and said she's after that TC contender, and it's a pistol.
Yeah, it's a single shot that you can use for hunting or for target practice. I'm familiar with that. But,
sure.
But see, I see things, though, that people have said in the past that I have read, and unless I know for sure they didn't say that. But you know what? That's why it's an open line. So, Don, you can call in and say, yeah, she didn't say that. But, you know, here's the thing, Don. There's got to be – I'd love the idea of Democrats or Republicans or independents saying, you know what? I'm a gun owner, and I'm not a lawbreaker. I like to see everybody kind of stand together.
Well, sure. You know, most Democrats I know are hunters and fishermen.
Yeah,
they're
up here.
Not for taking the guns away.
Yeah. Hey, Don, thank you so much for your phone call. We're at the end of the show again.
Ran out of time.
Thanks a lot. You know, that's what I like about, you know, the North State is different. We've got to run. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Sheriff Tom Basinko is going to be our guest tomorrow. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?